joined by manager Danny Penswick after today's 4-1 defeat to Colne here at Brian Addison Stadium. Just give us your thoughts on the game, Danny.
I thought for 70 minutes we played well. Colne were a decent side, passed it about nicely. We had a good shape to our play, first 70, got the goal and second half at 2-1. Looked to be the more likely team to possibly get the equaliser as opposed to them going down the other end and extending the lead. As it happened, last 20 we made some changes, changed our shape slightly, and they brought on some fresh legs. And last 20 we kind of let our foot off the pedal, stopped talking, stopped communicating as much. And good teams like Colne will always punish you when you're not like that. But plenty of positives to take, particularly our shape and the first 70 minutes. There was some good stuff to watch out there.
I mean, it wasn't an ideal start really, going behind very early on from the penalty. Callum lucky with that one, sounded like he got his fingertips to it.
Yeah, it was a disappointing start, really. I thought that we should have had a free kick in the lead up. It was every day of the week a pen, but we should have had a free kick before that. But their lad stepped up, Cal's got close to it, fingertips as you're saying, and couldn't get it out. But after that, I was pleased by the way we continued to try and play and how we grew into the game. We got the equaliser, I thought that was thoroughly deserved as well. So apart from the pen, first half was good.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a great reaction to going behind early on, and thought that your side more than matched a side that's probably finishing the playoffs in the league above next season, if not top two.
Yeah, the pleasing thing for me today, which was probably the difference from Tuesday, is our attitude and our application. You know, we need to stop being naive and stop thinking we're good players, because every time we think we're good players, we get shown that we're actually not. So it's important for us that we stay grounded, and we're going to work hard in training Tuesday and Thursday to get us ready for the FA Cup tie next Saturday, and we're going to approach that with the same mentality we've approached today, which should hopefully stand us in good stead.
It's a couple of frustrating goals to concede once again, but like you say, thought we recovered well and still kept going, heads didn't drop.
Yeah, you're never happy any goal you concede, even if they're scoring it from 25 yards and putting it in the top bin. You want more pressure on the ball, and as a manager and as a player, you demand more of yourself and you demand more of the lads. And we've conceded four again today, and none of them, I'd say, are good goals. All of them are preventable, and quite a few of them are individual errors. And I think that's something that mentally we have to really stamp out of our game. We can't afford to keep making the same mistake over and over again. There comes a point where you have to change it and you have to try something different, because you can't keep making them same mistakes again and again.
Happy with your pre-season preparation so far? Happy with how it's gone?
Yeah, I am. We've had some tough tests, but that's how I wanted us to be. I don't want us undercooked. And I definitely think with the calibre of opposition we've had down here, Bamber Bridge, Colne, Clitheroe, Fleetwood, Garstang, and Anchorsome, obviously, I don't think we've left ourselves undercooked. I think the lads know what a high-intensity game is, and there's going to be no surprises a week on Saturday. We've been playing quite a lot of games recently, so the week lead-up up until Ashton is going to be good for us to get in. Maybe work a bit more on the shape, because it's been game, and work more on where we want to be out of possession and make sure the lads are really buying into that, and then have a bit of a rest in terms of minutes and be raring to go next Saturday.
On to next Saturday then. So Ashton always a tough game.
Yeah, I don't think there's no easy games in football. You saw that Tuesday night, you've seen that tonight today with Colne. It's all about how much we want it, and we have to want it more than Ashton, and that's a key message that I'm trying to get across. It doesn't matter how good a football you are, games aren't won with your feet, it's won with your head and won with your heart, and we have to make sure that we're mentally and physically right to go against Ashton. They've lost Ben this season, but you know what you're going to get with Ashton. They're a good side, a good solid North West County side, and it's going to be a tough game, but one I'm looking forward to, and one I'm hoping we can showcase ourselves.
Thank you.